listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, learn how to switch your clients' Medicare supplement plans. We unpack it all, from why your clients might want to switch to the free look period and everything in between. ASG Episode 56, What to Know When Replacing Existing MedSup Plans for Clients, written by Blaine Waterloo. Switching your client's Medicare supplement or Medigap plans requires a little planning and consideration of their current health status. Here's a general breakdown of what you need to know and how changing existing policies works. Why switch MedSup plans? There are plenty of reasons to change MedSup plans, depending on your client's current coverage and changing needs. A few of the top reasons to switch are: your client doesn't need all the benefits they're paying for. They need more or different benefits than before. Your client's current MedSup plan has the benefits they need, but they want to change insurance companies. Or their plan has the benefits they need, but they want a new plan that costs less. Your clients can switch plans if they are within their 6-month MedSup open enrollment period, they have guaranteed issue rights, or they can pass underwriting. We'll have a link in our show notes to more information on the specific guaranteed issue rights as per Medicare.gov. As far as the MedSup open enrollment period, that begins the first day of the month when your client is at least 65 years old and enrolled in Medicare Part B. After your client buys their first MedSup policy, there's no certain amount of time they must wait before switching to a different one. Don't underestimate underwriting. MedSup insurance companies can use medical underwriting to decide whether or not to accept your client's application. If they buy a plan during their open enrollment period, however, they can buy any plan their desired company sells. Health conditions rarely factor into a policy's premium, but clients can be charged a higher rate for being a smoker. You can help your clients prepare for underwriting with our guide. We'll have that available for download in our show notes, so be sure to do that after this episode. Now, on to how to switch MedSup plans. First, you should collect an application for enrollment in a new MedSup plan from the new insurance company. On the application, remember to indicate that the requested plan would replace another one, or include a completed replacement form for the old insurance company. To avoid a gap in coverage, apply for a plan with an effective start date of the first of the following month. Then, once the application is accepted, your client can choose to cancel the current policy effective the first of the month as well. The free look. If your client's application for a new plan is accepted, they have 30 days to decide if they'd like to keep their coverage. It's called a free look period, and it can come in handy. The free look period starts when your client gets their new MedSup plan. Your client will still need to pay both premiums for that month. They should not cancel their original MedSup plan until they've decided to keep the new one. As long as your client's old policy has the same specific benefits as the policy they moved to, the new insurance company can't exclude your client's pre-existing condition. Insurers can only enact a waiting period for conditions that were diagnosed or treated within 6 months before the MedSup plan start date. Need more information on Medicare supplements and tips on selling them? Get started by visiting our show notes for the links that we've mentioned and to learn about the different kinds of contracts to sell. You'll also find additional articles of interest from our Agent Survival Guide and links to our social pages. That wraps up another episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. We appreciate your support, and if you like the show or listen on a regular basis, we want to know. You can leave us a review in a couple of different places: on the Apple Podcasts app on your phone or tablet, or through iTunes on your desktop. We want to know it all, what you like best, what you'd like to hear. If you'd rather click on a star without leaving a review, that's great too. This podcast is all about helping you do business more efficiently, and your feedback helps make that happen. A lot of you have already taken the time to subscribe and follow us. Special shout out to KN Hopkins 1990, who has taken the time to listen and like a couple of our episodes. We appreciate the feedback and just want to say thank you again for listening. If you haven't left a review yet, we'd love it if you took the time to write one, and you never know, you just might hear your name and your comments in a future episode. Thank you again for your support. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.